在圣经里头记载着、很多的父亲。
In the Bible is recorded many instances of fathers.
那我想其中有一位父亲呢、是我们大家都会很喜爱的。
And I believe among them there is one father that we all love.
就是路加福音里头所记载的、那位浪子的父亲。
That is the father recorded in Luke.
我们都认为这个父亲能够保护我们。
And we believe this father can protect us.
我们都认为、一个父亲他会爱、会怜悯他的孩子。
And we believe that a father will love and care for their child.
这是我们大家理想中的父亲。
And this is the father we have in our mind.
那很多的父亲也都努力的来成为这样的父亲。
And there are many fathers that work hard to become such a person.
那主耶稣用路加福音里头的这个父亲来描写天上的父。
And in Luke, Jesus Christ describes a father to describe the father in heaven.
那其实路加福音的这一位父亲也是我们、地上的父亲可以来学习的一个很好的目标。
And this father recorded here is also something that us fathers on earth can learn from.
路加福音十五章说，这个父亲他有两个儿子。
So in Luke chapter 15, it records a father with two sons.
那这两个儿子都在他们的人生当中、曾经是迷失了，是浪子。
And both of these sons within their lives had at some point been lost.
好，我们请看路加福音十五章。
So let's turn to Luke chapter 15.
路加福音十五章十三节。
Luke chapter 15, verse 13.
十三节过了不多几日，小儿子就把一切所有的都收拾起来，往远方去了，在那里任意晃荡，浪费资财。
And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together, journeyed to a far country, and there wasted his possessions with prodigal living.
为什么说小儿子他曾经迷失？
Why are we saying this younger son had been lost?
因为他曾经、只是看重这个最终的享乐。
Because at some one point, his eyes were only set on the sin and pleasures.
他迷失在享乐幻醉当中。
He was lost within searching and seeking after the pleasures.
再请看28节。
Now turn to verse 28.
这才讲到大儿子。
And here we're it's referring to the older son.
28节，大儿子却生气，不肯进去，他的父亲出来劝他。
But he was angry and would not go in, therefore his father came out and pleaded with him.
29节，他对父亲说，我服侍你这多年，从来没有违背过你的命，你并没有给我一只山羊羔，叫我和朋友一同快乐。
Verse 29. So he answered and said to his father, Lo, these many years I have been serving you. I have never transgressed your commandment at any time, and yet you never gave me a young goat that I might make merry with my friends.
30节，但你这个儿子和娼妓吞进了你的产业，他一来了，你倒为他宰了回牛犊。
Verse 30. But as soon as this son of yours came, who has devoured your livelihood with harlots,You killed the fatted calf for him.
这个是大儿子跟父亲的对话。
This is a conversation between the father and his older son.
他很不客气的来跟父亲抱怨。
He wanted to vent out his complaints to his father.
而且啊，他也控告他的弟弟。
And he also
accused
his younger brother.
所以啊，这个大儿子他迷失在自我跟骄傲里头。
So this older son, was entrenched in his jealousy and, I guess, focus on himself.
那也很骄傲。
And jealous.
Proud.
And he was very proud about himself.
所以这种自我骄傲也会让人迷失。
And so.This pride can also let people be lost.
那为什么这位父亲是很伟大的？
So what is so great about this father?
这两个儿子都曾经迷失过。
So both these sons have sort of been lost.
那这位父亲让他们恢复了他们应该有的样子。
But this father was able to bring the sons back.
比如说这个小儿子他回头了他回转了。
So this younger son turned around and came back.
他再成为一个敬畏神的人。
And he became once again one that served God.
那我们来看仔细的来看这是一个怎样的父亲。
So let's look more closely at what kind of father he was.
第一个他是一个很容易去亲近的父亲。
First, he's a father that was very easy to come close to.
好，我们请看路加福音十五章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 15.
十二节。
Verse 12.
小儿子对父亲说：“父亲，请你把我应得的家业分给我。”他父亲就把产业分给他们。
The younger son and the younger of them said to his father, "Father, give me the portion of goods that falls to me." So he divided them to his livelihood.
这小儿子啊，他要要求一件很不容易、很大的事情。
So his younger son is asking for something that may not be easy to bring up.
那请问，如果是你，你敢不敢跟父亲提出这个要求？
If it were you, would you have the courage to ask your father such a request?
十三节。
Verse 13.
过了不多几日，小儿子就把他一切所有的都收拾起来，往远方去了，在那里任意晃荡，浪费资财。
And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together, journeyed to a far country, and there wasted his possessions with prodigal living.
这个父亲也照着儿子的要求啊，来给。给这个小儿子。
So the father gave to his younger son as he had requested.
十四节，既耗尽了一切所有的，又一找那地方大饥荒，就穷苦起来。
Verse 14, but when he had spent all, there arose a severe famine in that land, and he began to be in want.
这个小儿子啊，他就离开了父亲，离开了故乡。
This younger son left his father and left his hometown.
他去过他所想要过的生活。
And he went to live the life he wanted to live.
那他也遇到了一些事情。
And he ran into some issues.
十五节。
Verse 15.
于是去投靠那地方的一个人，那人打发到田里去放猪。
So verse 15. Then he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into his fields to feed swine.
遇到了问题总是要解决。
So when you run into a problem, you try to fix it in a certain way.
所以十五节是这个小儿子他解决问题的第一个方法。
So in verse 15, we see how the younger son tried to fix his problems.
十六节。
Verse 16.
他恨不得拿猪所吃的豆荚充饥，也没有人给他。
And he would gladly have filled his stomach with the pods that the swine ate, and no one gave him anything.
那似乎他的这个方法不能解决他的问题。
So we can see that the younger son's method of trying to fix his problems didn't address the issue.
但是眼前看起来好像这是唯一的方法。
But it seems like this would be one method.
一个不能够解决问题的方法。
A method that didn't really fix his problems.
十七节。
Verse 17.
他醒悟过来，就说：“我父亲有多少的故宫，口粮有余，我倒在这里饿死吗？”
But when he came to himself, he said, "How many of my father's hired servants have bread enough to spare, and I perish with hunger?"
他再一次的承认，我的方法没有办法真正来解决我的问题。
So the younger son admits to himself that what he had tried to do didn't fix his problems at all.
我必须要再想方法。
And needs to think of something else.
结果他想到了父亲。
And so he thought of his father.
十八节。
Verse 18.
我要起来到父亲那里去，向他说：父亲，我得罪了天，又得罪了你。
Verse 18. I will arise and go to my father, and will say to him, "Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you."
当他想要对父亲有一个很大的要求的时候，他就到父亲那里。
So when he thought that he had a big something he needed to request, he would go to his father.
当他有一个 没有办法解决的问题的时候，他也就到父亲那里。
When he came encountered this problem that he could not find a solution to, he thought of going to his father.
所以这样看来，这一位父亲是一个很容易去接近、去亲近的父亲。
So it seems like this father here is someone that was very easy for one to want to go to with problems.
那所以从这个故事啊，我们先来看你想推测一下，这是一个怎样的家庭。
So from this story here, let's try to think more broadly about maybe what kind of family this was.
第一个，这个故事都没有提到妈妈，没有提到这个女主人。
So over here, there's nothing recorded about the mother or any other female matriarch figures.
所以很有可能这个女主人啊已经离世了。
So it's possible that maybe the mother had already passed.
那再来，这可能是一个算是富有的家庭。
And so this seems to be a family with the father as the head.
Rich family.
A very rich family.
因为这里提到这个家庭有不少的仆人。
Because it mentions that there are quite a few servants within the family.
那这个小儿子他为什么会去跟父亲提出这样的要求？
So why would this younger son have this initial request to his father?
他的目的就是我要离开故乡，我要到很远的地方。
Seems like his point was to leave home and go somewhere else far away.
看起来他是一个还没有结婚的人。
Seems like the younger son had not married yet.
一个还没有结婚的人应该就是一个青年。
So he's probably a young man.
年轻人通常都会有梦想。
And often young men have dreams.
要实现梦想，常常就是必须要离开家，甚至离开故乡。
And to fulfill these dreams, often you need to leave home and maybe even your hometown as well.
要实现梦想，就要到远方去。
And to fulfill these dreams, you need to go far away.
有人呢是要用偷跑的。
Some need to run away secretly.
就好像雅各，他要离开这个拉班，他是用偷跑的。
Kind of like how Jacob ran from Laban.
有人呢，可能他需要别人去跟父亲做请求。
Some may need someone to ask the father on their behalf.
可能去找一个 uncle， 你去替我说，跟爸爸讲，让我到外面去，去生活。
Maybe to ask an uncle to gain their father's permission to leave.
但是这个小儿子，他不用偷跑的，他也不用请别人去替他讲。
But this younger son didn't need to run away in secret or ask someone to gain permission on his own behalf.
他是直接的，就可以去找父亲。来跟父亲讨论这件事情。
Rather, he directly approached his father and asked and discussed the going away.
所以我们做父母亲的应该让我们的儿女觉得是那么容易亲近。
So as parents, we should be able to have a relationship with our children that they would be always willing to come to us directly.
纵然他们有一个很不合理的请求他们也会很容易的就来找父母亲来谈。
Even if they have a request that's quite unreasonable, they would still not be scared and be willing to just come and speak and discuss with their parents.
今天我们很需要的就是我们孩子他有什么事情他愿意很愿意的很容易的来跟我们谈。
What we need today is we want our kids to very easily and without reservation come and discuss with us.
那所以这个是需要去培养的。
This is something you need to, a relationship you need to cultivate.
这小孩子在很小的时候他很喜欢父母亲能够注意他。
When children are very young, they love it when their parents pay attention to them.
比如说他会做一个很简单的动作，他一定说：“爸爸妈妈，你看。”
They may learn how to do some sort of maneuver, and then they'll ask their parents to come take a look at it.
或者他写的或画了一个什么东西，他一定拿到父母亲面前，你看，这是我写的，这是我画的。
Or the child may draw or write something and then want to show it to their parents right away.
当然那个字可能写得歪歪扭扭的。
Of course, the writing may be illegible.
可能画的也不是什么东西，也不是，也不怎，也不好看。
And what they drew may not be pretty at all.
但是父母亲如果能够表现出欣赏，很有兴趣。
But if the parents can show their interest in it still.
那以后小孩子他做什么事，他都会说 ，Let me show you something, 我来看看我的什么。
Then as the children grow and do more things, they will always want to show it to their parents.
他不会想要遮盖他的什么。
They won't want to hide anything.
那这样子，我们就是一个很容易接近的父母亲。
And in this way, we'll be parents that will be easy for our kids to approach.
那今天我们的天父真神就是这样子。
And today our Heavenly Father is just like this.
照着现在的我们就可以来到天父真神面前。
And us today, we can approach our Heavenly Father.
就好像我们是一个小孩子，我们写的字是歪歪扭扭的，好，我们就可以来到天父面前给天父看。
And even if we're like a little child writing something illegible and messy, we can still bring it forward to show to our Father.
所以来到天父面前，我们就照现在的我就可以来到天父的面前。
And so, us right now, whatever condition we're in, we can come and approach our Heavenly Father.
我现在可能还有一个坏习惯。
Maybe I still have a bad habit.
但是天父，他是很容易可以亲近的，我就照着这样子来到天父面前。
But despite that, we can still approach our Heavenly Father.
所以来到天父的面前，我们不用想太多。
So coming before our Heavenly Father, we don't have to think too much.
今天你如果要去见老板。
So let's say today you need to go see a boss.
你可能我要穿什么衣服。
You may think, oh, what do I need to wear?
你可能要这个有点忧虑很多。
You will have more worries and more worries about how you will appear.
但是我们的神，他常常不是我们的老板。
But our God is not like our boss.
他是我们的天父。
He is our Heavenly Father.
好，那这个小儿子呢？他说，他的行动是到远方去。
So coming back, this younger son, chose to leave far away from home.
这个父亲他可能已经知道。
And this father probably already knew.
但是他照这个儿子的要求就把财产分给他了。
But he did according to his son's request and gave him his inheritance.
他也知道他可能会失去这个孩子一段时间。
He knew that he would likely lose this son for a little bit of time.
但是他也很有把握，我的孩子还会再回来。
But he knew that, or he had confidence that his son could come back home.
因为他是一个很容易亲近的父亲。
Because he was a father that his children could approach easily.
所以真的以后他的这个小儿子他真的又回到父亲的身边。
And so indeed in the end, the younger son came back to his father's side.
有时候我们做父母亲的，我们真的会很忧虑，我们会失去这个孩子。
And as parents, often we'll be worried that we're going to lose our children.
但是其实如果我们是一个很容易亲近的父母亲，我们的孩子一定会再回来的。
But if we are parents that are easily approachable, then our kids will come back.
好，我们有没有这种把握？
Do we have this confidence?
好，这就是我们需要向这一位父亲学习的。
So this is something we can learn from the father recorded here.
暂时的失去是为了永远的得着。
We may temporarily lose our what you temporarily lose is for something that you will eternally gain.
但是我们需要像这一位父亲一样。
But we need to be like this father here.
好，那我们再说到这个小儿子。
So let's look back at this younger son.
好，我想没有一个人是努力的要去失败。
I'm sure no one works hard to fail.
这小儿子一开始他应该有他的梦想。
This younger son in the beginning probably had his dreams.
好，我的父亲很有钱，我要比他更成功。
Maybe he's thinking that his father has lots of money and I want to be more successful than him.
所以他要到远方去做事业。
So he wants to go off to a faraway land to do his business.
但是他没想到他进入了一个更大的试探。
But he did not. But he ended up running into a harder,
bigger temptation,
更大的试探。
那到远方去，他可能想着，哇，那可以去冒险，那应该很刺激。Adventure and very exciting.
And so by going far off, he's looking for adventure and excitement.
但是没想到，他却落入了很大的烦恼，很大的痛苦。
But instead, he ended up falling into hard times.
他本来想说，我到远方去，我会成功，我会很有名。
Maybe initially he thought that by going far away, I can gain a name for myself and become successful.
但是谁晓得，他贫穷，他失败了。
But in the end, he became very poor and he failed.
他可能还，我说过，他应该是还没有结婚，所以他可能梦想着他会遇到一个他理想中的伴侣。
So I mentioned that he's probably not married yet. So maybe among his dreams, one was to encounter or to meet his dream companion.
但是谁晓得，他却非常的非常的失败，非常的落魄，连朋友都没有。
But in the end, he failed and was poor and even had no friends.
他可能想着说，我会建立一个快乐幸福的生活。
He thought he would find for himself a happy and prosperous life.
谁晓得，他连工作都没有，甚至要去替人家喂猪。
But in the end, he did not have a job, and he even had to resort to feeding pigs for others.
所以理想、梦想常常跟事实有很大的距离。
So you can see that what you dream about will often have quite a bit of a gap from what ends up being the reality.
那这是很真实的人生。
This is a realistic part of life.
那在这样的情况之下，他想到说，我要起来，回到父亲那里。
But in such a situation, he thought that he would get up and return to his father's home.
无论如何，我还是可以找我的父亲来跟他讨论，跟他商量。
So no matter what has happened, he can still look for his father to talk and discuss.
没有一个朋友愿意跟他来做来讨论他的生活。
He had no friends that were willing to come and talk about his livelihood.
本来他以为说朋友是最容易亲近的。
Beforehand, he may have thought that his friends were the easiest to talk to and grow close to.
其实他现在发现说，还是我的父亲是最容易亲近的。
But now he's realized that it's still his father that's most dependable.
那同样的，我们的天父他永远是一个最容易让我们亲近的。
And so our Heavenly Father is always very approachable for us.
在我们没有路可走的时候，我们还是可以找我们的天父。
When we have nowhere to go and nowhere one to turn to, we can still turn to our Heavenly Father.
好，我们再请看路加福音十五章十八节。
So let's look at Luke chapter 15, verse 18.
十八节，我要起来到父亲那里去，向他说：“父亲，我得罪了天，又得罪了你。”
I will arise and go to my father, and will say to him, "Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you."
这是一个怎样的父亲？
What kind of father is this?
这一位父亲让儿子想到神。
This is a father that, I guess, his once the son thought of his father, he thought of God.
在这里他说：“我得罪了天，我得罪了神，又得罪了。”父亲。
So here he says that he sinned against God in heaven as well as sin, or yeah, went against his father on earth.
所以当他想到神，他就想到父亲。
So when he thought of his father, he thought of, or when he thought of God, he thought of his father.
当他想到父亲，他也想到了神。
And when he thought of his father, he thought of God.
所以这位父亲呢、另外一个让我们学习的就是他能够成为他的孩子的一个信仰的提醒。
So another thing we can learn from this father is that he can serve as a reminder to his, for his children as a reminder of their faith as well.
很长的一段时间，这个孩子的生活里头是没有神的。
There was a long period where this son'sLife had no God.
因为在他的生活里头，他也没有想到父亲。
And this may be because during that period of time, he didn't think of his own father as well.
那所以这个也是很值得我们去思考的事情。
So this is something that we can think about.
虽然我们常常勉励我们的下一代他们要自己建立起。他跟神之间的关系，自己建立他的信仰。
So while we often encourage our next generation to have their own personal relationship with God,
这是一个理想。
This is a goal.
但是人的依赖性还是很重的。Dependence, 人要 rely on.
Men still has many things they need to rely on.
比如说信仰应该是独立的，但是其实信仰常常还是要依赖别人。
For example, your faith should be something that is independent in your own personal faith, but often faith will end up relying on others around you.
好像这个儿子，他没有想到父亲，他就不会去想到神，就不会去想到信仰。
So, for example, this son, if he did not think of his father, he probably would never have thought of God again.
我们要成为这样的父母亲。
But we should become parents like this.
当我们的孩子想到我们，他就会想到神，就会想到信仰。
So when our kids think of us, they'll also think of God and their faith.
所以可见这个父亲，他是一个跟神同行，是一个敬畏神的父亲。
So it seems apparent that this father is a father that follows God and is in one accord with what's righteous.
当然这个父亲呢、也一定是一个祷告神的父亲。
And so it seems that this father is one that prays to God.
所以我们做父母亲的，我们要想一下，我们在孩子的心目中。是怎样？是如何
？So as parents, we need to think within our children's eyes. How are we? How do we appear?
当他们想到我们，他们会不会去想到信仰？会不会去想到神
？When they think of us, will they think about their faith and about God?
那还有就是他们会不会去想到我们
？And also, will they even think of us?
这个都有连带的关系。
These are all related issues.
我们要成为很容易亲近的父母亲。
We need to become parents that are very easy to approach and draw close to.
无论如何，他们愿意来找我们讨论他的事情。
So no matter what the situation, they are willing to come to us to discuss.
那再来就是我们要给他们正面的印象。
And we also need to give our children a certain impression.
那最正面的印象就是我们的信仰。
And first and foremost, part of that impression should be our faith.
好，我们再看十五章的路加福音十五章二十节。
So now let's turn to chapter 15, verse 20.
二十节，于是这个父亲于是起来往他父亲那里去，相离还远，他父亲看见就动了慈心，跑去抱着他的颈项，连连与他亲嘴。
And he arose and came to his father, but when he was still a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion, and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him.
这是一个怎样的父亲？
So what kind of father is this?
这是一个充满着爱，充满着跟儿女的这种亲情的父亲。
He's a father full of love and very close to and dear to, or that holds his children very dearly.
那这里说这个父亲看见这个孩子，他特别说距离 还很远。
And so it says here that when the father saw the child, he was still a great way off.
其实看得见的距离真的很远吗？
So how far off is this? At least he was able to see him.
既然看得见，应该就不是真的很远。
So perhaps it's not that far off since they were able to see each other.
但是这更显示，但是说是很远，更显示出这父亲的爱。
But it still records that it was a great way off.
所以呢，他必须要用跑的。
And so, this, in a way, it shows the father's love that he had to still run over to the child, the son.
因为这个父亲实在是常常在想着这个儿子。
This father must have missed his son a lot.
我想这如果拍成影片的话。一定非常感动人。
If I'm sure if this was made into a film, this scene would be very touching.
因为这正是人性的光明，很温暖的一个画面。
Because it's a scene full of warmth and compassion.
那这个父亲跑过去就抱着孩子。
And this father ran over and hugged his son.
而且。照着他们的礼，他们的风俗，跟孩子亲嘴。
And according to their customs, he kissed his son.
那其实父亲知道孩子一定会回来。
So the father knew that his son would come back at some time.
但是他不晓得哪一天会回来。
He did not know when that would happen.
所以他总是往远方在眺望着，在看着。
So he was always looking.Out into the distance.
他用跑的越来越靠近孩子。
And here he's running, drawing close to his son.
对这个孩子看得越来越清楚。
And he can see his son more and more clearly.
可能也闻到了一股不好的味道。
He probably got a whiff of some bad odors.
但是这个都不是问题。
But that's not a problem.
真正的爱能够解决所有的问题。
With full and true love, all these problems can be easily fixed.
因为他看到孩子正往家走来。
Because he saw his son was there and coming home.
那路加福音十五章前面还有两个比喻。
So in Luke chapter 15, before this, there are two other parables.
一只羊迷失了，牧羊人去找。
There is a lost sheep, and the shepherd goes and finds it.
一个妇女掉了一个钱，她去找。
And the second one, a woman drops a coin and goes to look for the coin.
这个父亲只有两个孩子，一个走掉了，他没有去找。
But here, this father had only two sons and one left, but he didn't go and look for the son.
没有去找，不等于说他不爱这个孩子。
Because he didn't go look for, or the fact that he didn't go look for his son doesn't mean that he does not love his son.
哦，其实他在等着这个孩子。
But he's actually he's waiting for his son.
哦，他要永远得到这个孩子。
He wants to forever have this son by his side.
哦，他要让这个儿子永远不再离开他。
He wants his son to no longer leave him again.
所以他没有去找。
So he didn't go out and search for his son.
哦，但是他也很有自信，我这个孩子一定会想到我，一定会回来。
He knew that his son at some point would think of him and come back.
好，一般我们是会去找。
Because if you think about it, usually we would probably feel worried and go and look for our son.
啊，因为我们不像这个父亲这么有把握。他一定会回来。
Unlike this father, we probably don't have the confidence that our kid will indeed come back.
哦，所以虽然我们也都对儿女很有爱，啊，但是我们还是要向这个父亲来学。
So yes, we have lots of love for our children, but we should learn from this father here. 哦，
他跑过去抱着孩子跟他亲嘴。
And so it says that he ran over to his son and kissed him.
啊，他没有责备这个孩子。
He didn't discipline his kid at all right away.
好，也没有教训这个孩子。
He didn't try to teach him any lessons.
啊，只要他只用他的动作胜过这些。
Using his actions, it surpasses all of that.
哦，他真的有那一个内容。
Content. He has a true love with substance.
那所以这也是我们要去学习的。
This is something we can learn from.
哦，常常我们是讲很多，但是没有用，没有什么功效。
Often we'll say a lot, but it doesn't really have anything useful.
哦，因为我们没有那个真正的。哦，真正的那个内容。
Yeah, there's no true substance there.
哦，这个啊，做父母亲 deal 你的儿女啊，不是只是用言语，要紧的是里面有东西。
So when you're as parents, dealing with your children, it's not all just verbal lessons and talkings. There needs to be some things with substance.
那其实那时候最重要的是，这个孩子又回到家里，这个才是最重要的。
So here, the most important part is that the child had returned home.
那这个做父亲的，他也带给这个孩子啊，啊，这个真正的这种保证啊，这个 assurance.
And so this father did give his son a sense of assurance.
哦，真的没有让孩子失望。
The son did not become disappointed.
哦，这个小儿子以后他一定说我做了一个对的决定，对的选择。
Younger son will always after this say to himself that he made the right decision to come home.
哦，我们请看二十二节。
Let's look at verse 22.
二十二节，父亲却吩咐仆人说：“把那上好的袍子，啊，拿出来，快拿出来给他穿，把戒指戴在他的指头上，把鞋穿在他的脚上。”
The father said to his servants, "Bring out the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and sandals on his feet."
啊，这父亲没有责备，没有教训这个孩子，他只是说了这些话。
This father didn't rebuke his children, his son. Rather, he said this.
啊，这孩子所需要的是问题得到解决。
And so what the son needs is he needed to fix his problems there.
教训不一定能够解决问题。
Rebuking the son at that time would probably may not, or a rebuke may not necessarily fix problems.
这孩子现在很挫折，很失败。
And so here the son is has basically a pretty much a failure.
那也很 frustration 很挫折。
And he's very frustrated with his life.
所以这个孩子他甚至怎么想？
And so how does this son think?
19节。
If you go back to verse 19,
我从今以后不配称为你的儿子，把我当作一个雇工吧。
The son is saying, and I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired servants.
他很失败，他认为我没有资格当父亲的儿子。
The younger son had failed, and he felt no longer worthy to be the son of his father.
那其实这个儿子他最大的问题是在这里。
So actually, the younger son's biggest problem is here.
他是儿子，但是他认为我不是儿子，我没有资格。
He is a son, but he feels that he is not worthy to be a son anymore.
那父亲说，把最好的衣服、把戒指、把鞋子都穿戴在我这个孩子身上。
And so, in this situation, the father says, "Bring out the best robe, the ring, and the sandals to put on my son."
在这里，他永远是我的孩子。
Here, at this place, he is always my son.
看他所穿的，看他所戴的戒指，就能证明他是我的孩子。
Look at what he's wearing. Look at the ring on his finger. This shows to everyone that he is my son.
这个就是这个小儿子他最需要的。
And this is what his youngest son most needed at that time.
好，我们再看三十一节。
Let's turn to verse 31.
三十一节，父亲对大儿子说：“儿啊，你常和我同在，我一切所有的都是你的。”
And he said to him, the older son, "Son, you are always with me, and all that I have is yours."
这个大儿子迷失在这种自我跟骄傲里头。
So this older son had been lost in his pride.
跟 self-centered.
His pride and self-centeredness.
那所以他埋怨他的父亲。
And so he was not happy with his father.
那三十一节，父亲给他保证，我所有的一切都是你的。
And here the father is promising to him that whatever I have is actually all yours.
不只是 promise， 而是 assure， 我所有的都是你的。
His father is assuring his son that what I have is all yours.
这样这个孩子还会再抱怨吗？不会的。
So will his older son be unhappy anymore? He will not.
这个父亲他真的是了解他的孩子。
This father truly understood his children.
这个父亲真的是可以来为他的孩子解决问题。
And he knew what his children needed to fix their problems.
我们会说这个只是一个故事。
We can say that this is just a story here.
世界上很难找到这样的父亲。
In the real world, it is difficult to find such a father.
好，我们在座的只剩下我跟 Paul 是父亲
So seated here, only the pastor and Paul are fathers.
那 Jeremy in the near future.
And maybe in the near future, Jeremy as well.
好，我们也不用说啊 ，By God's grace 哈，是的，我们也可以成为这样的一个标准理想的父亲。
So 不用说。
这个靠着神的恩惠啊，我们也一定能够成为这样的一个好父亲。
So, by God's grace, we can also become such a father recorded here.
好，那还有不要忘记的哈。我们每一个人都有这样的一个理想的父亲，就是我们的天父。
And of course, we cannot forget that we all have such an ideal father before us. That is our heavenly father.
所以无论任何时候，我们要想到我们的天父，该回来的时候，我们就应该回来。
So no matter when, we need to think of God, our Father, and when we need to return, we should return.
那求主耶稣 帮助我们每一位父亲。
So may God always help all of us fathers.
在这样的社会里头，我们的孩子或多或少的会有迷失的时候。
In current society, here and there, it's almost inevitable that our children will have a point where they feel lost.
但是不要成为永远的痛。
But let's not let this become a permanent source of anguish.
那就要看我们是一个怎样的父亲。
And that may depend on what kind of father we are.
如果像路加福音十五章的这个父亲，那么我们的孩子不会永远迷失。
If we can be like the father here recorded in Luke chapter 15, then our children will not always be lost.
那我们也不会有永远的痛。
And there will be no perpetual pain.
我们唱诗三十七首。
Let's turn to hymn 37.
妈妈的很辛苦，那其实做父亲的也很辛苦。
It's difficult and tiring to be a mother, and it can also be difficult and tiring to be a father.
对一个家庭来讲，这个先生太太，他们各负担的很重要，也很重的工作。
In a family, the husband and wife take upon themselves a very difficult but also important work.
尤其家庭里头如果有孩子不论他是一个、两个、三个真的做父母亲的是很不容易。
And within a family, if there are children, whether it's one, two, or three, it's not easy to take on the responsibilities.
同样的，有神的怜悯我们都能够。把这个父母亲的这个角色给做好。
And so with God's guidance, we can do we can take on this responsibility of being parents.
啊，因为婚姻是神所设立的。
Because marriage is set by God.
啊，那所以家庭也都是神所要祝福的。
And a family is what God will bless.
哦，所以虽然家庭也会遇到一些困难。
So though you may run into problems and issues as a family.
哦，但是天父真神，他一定会帮助我们来面对，来走过去。
Our Heavenly Father will definitely help us and guide us through the problems.
哦，啊，求主耶稣继续带领祝福我们每一个家庭。
We ask God to continue to guide and bless all of our families here.
让我们的家庭永远是孩子啊会想到要回来的地方。
That our households and homes can always be a place that our children want to return to.
啊，我们也恳求天父真神啊继续的带领祝福啊我们 Kanoka Park Church.
And we ask God to continue to guide and bless our church.
啊，让我们这个教会总是成为信徒会想到要回来的地方。
That Kanoka Park Church can always be a place that our us believers will want to come back to.
好，我们一起同心跪下祷告。
So let's kneel and pray together.